Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate May 13th. Mercury is putting in one of its best appearances of the entire year. The little planet is low in the west-northwest as evening twilight begins to fade. It looks like a fairly bright star, and tonight it's quite close to a bright guidepost, the crescent moon. Because Mercury is the closest planet to the Sun, it's usually hidden in the Sun's blinding glare. Over the course of a year, it's in good view for only a few weeks. It's visible either shortly after sunset or before sunrise. Some apparitions are better than others, though. It depends on a couple of factors. One is how far Mercury appears from the Sun. That depends on the relative positions of Earth and Mercury in their orbits. Right now, Mercury is at a pretty good distance from the Sun, about 22 degrees, twice the width of your fist held at arm's length. It'll maintain that separation for a few more days. The other factor is the angle of Mercury's path across the sky, which varies based on the time of year. This is a good time, with Mercury's path at a high angle relative to the horizon. So when you put the two factors together, it means Mercury is in great view, one of its best appearances of the year. The even brighter planet Venus is below Mercury shortly after sunset. It's so low that it's a little harder to spot. It will move higher into the sky each evening, though, as it prepares for a good showing this summer as the brilliant evening star. We have much more about the moon and planets in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.